Astronaut Wally Schirra died early this morning. He was one of NASA's original seven astronauts, and he was the only astronaut to fly in all three of the nation's first space programs, Mercury, Gemini, and Apollo. NPR's Nell Boyce has this remembrance.
5, 4, ignition. Liftoff and clock starter. Liftoff.
That's Apollo 7, blasting off on October 11, 1968. It was a critical moment for NASA. The year before, a fire on the ground had killed three Apollo astronauts, shaking the public's confidence. And Apollo 7 was the first real test of the spacecraft that was going to take people to the moon. To command this important mission, the agency picked Wally Schirra, a naval officer, a test pilot, and an experienced astronaut. The mission was successful, but afterwards, Schirra was low-key with the crew of the recovery ship that plucked him out of the ocean.
The fact that we went around the world, that we've been around for a while, is of course something we like. But to terminate the mission where we wanted to, where our clothes were waiting for us, that was a high point for us.
This wasn't the first time that Schirra had been in space. He was one of NASA's original Mercury 7. In 1962, he became the third American to orbit the Earth. During the flight, he saw a thunderstorm.
The lightning looks like a big blob rather than a jagged streak that we're used to seeing when earthbound.
Later, during the Gemini program, Schirra pioneered the art of formation flying in space. NASA spokesperson Rob Navius says this was an important advance.
Schirra flew the Gemini 6 capsule as close to 1 foot away from the other capsule to prove that we could actually rendezvous with another orbiting spacecraft, which was critical for Apollo and then, of course, for the programs that followed.
Besides his technical skill, Schirra was known for his ability to talk with the public. Walter Cronkite often had him as a guest on CBS News. The two would chat during live coverage of space events, including the moon landing in 1969.
Wally, say something. I'm speechless.
I'm just trying to hold on to my breath. That is really something.
Very smooth touchdown.
Historian Roger Lanius of the National Air and Space Museum says Schirra and the other Mercury 7 astronauts will always have a special place in the nation's history.
These are the first ones of Americans to fly into space. They really kind of blazed a trail that everybody has followed since that time, and we've assigned them a heroic status because of that.
Only two other Mercury astronauts are still living, John Glenn and Scott Carpenter. Carpenter remembers that one trait of Schirra's really stood out.
Wally was always good for a chuckle. He made everybody laugh.
Carpenter says he's very saddened by Schirra's death.
It marks the passing of a dear friend, colleague, brother, and it's a bad time for everybody in the space program.
Wally Schirra died of a heart attack in a hospital in California. He was 84 years old. Nell Boyce, NPR News.